together, markandjason.com.
Every morning, beginning at 10, it's the Hollywood Casino Press Box with Frank Cusimano.
Andy Van Slyke joining us.
Now, I've been watching Matt Carpenter. If he hit in the second half of last year, if he did that in the first half of last year, Mike Matheny might still be the manager of St. Louis Cardinals. For a few months in the last 2 years, he's been an unproductive player. He's got his back left foot on the white line in the inside of a batter's box because he's so pull-oriented. At some point, you're going to have to make an adjustment.
On 590 The Fan.
Looking for extra cash? Jewels on Hampton and St. Louis Hills pay some of the highest prices for diamonds, gold, silver, semi-precious stones, coins, flatware, and currency. Located at 4506 Hampton Avenue, just 3 blocks south of Chippewa. Learn more at jewelsonhampton.com or call 314-752-5000. That's 314-752-5000. Jewels on Hampton, paying some of the highest prices.
Propane and propane accessories.
I believe that's what he sold on that show. That's propane.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the June 12th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, home. They don't build homes, they work in your home. They completely remodel and make brand new your kitchen or your bathroom or bathrooms, and they're real good at it. They've been doing this a long time. Mr. Price, Thompson Price, is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Not a destination for Bill Cleveland, I don't think, but nonetheless, it's true, and it's hard to get in. We'll talk about Thompson Price. First, we're going to do this.
Hey!
All right. We have a special introduction today.
Whoa.
In the room. Yeah, this is big. This is pretty big.
Wow.
Let's start off with our control board operator. He has a funny accent. He talks funny. And the reason is, for 19 years, he lived in Great Britain. 10 of those, he was in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Limestone Trevor Limey Phillips. He's got a girlfriend. He found on Tinder. Say hello.
Timber.
Tinder. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope it only gets better.
You know, that would be a dating site, Timber, for loggers.
Yeah.
People in the logging. No, seriously. Woodworkers, lumberyard people. Timber. Yeah. You meet other lumber people.
It was,
hey,
Raymond
no,
Burr.
No, Timber, because she's falling for you.
That's not good.
That was Raymond Burr's brother's name.
Okay, all right, here we go. I have the commercial for Timber. You have two people meeting, and they both are interested in wood or trees or lumber, and he goes, speaking of wood, take a look at this. Yeah, there's your commercial.
Timber!
In the quarantine glass booth, because no one wants to be in the same room with him, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, the one, the only Dan Levi Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Doing the news with perfection, because he knows no other way. The man to my left at my 11 o'clock position. But that's not all he does. You may recognize the theme music from the Rockford Files, Jim Rockford, private investigator, and so is this man. When you talk about wearing two hats... he does. Tim Woodburn, Say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in St. Louis since 2008 with an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And if you have any reason to contact the PI, give me an email. A consultation is free. The email address is tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
I need to hire you because some guy has been driving by my house looking at my roof, and I'm not exactly sure who it is.
Now, that's funny. Okay. You know what? That's actually funny. Don't edit that out. That was funny. Funny. I have another introduction to make. Before I do, though, I want to say something. And I've been in St. Louis almost all my life. I came up here as a teenager, and I've watched a lot of TV, and I've seen everybody that's come and gone on the news and TV. And I'm not kidding. I think the most credible, probably the best newsman ever on TV was a guy on...
Patrick Emery.
No, Max Roby.
Max Roby.
Max Roby.
Patrick Emery.
You took my joke from me. He knew it was coming. He knew it was coming. Patrick Emery was a pretty boy like you, but Max Roby was the Chris Condon, the real deal.
Yeah.
Wow, look who's in the room. Don't do the thing yet about what you're going to be talking about. Just Larry Connors, ladies and gentlemen. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, and I want to say hi to all of Mike. Am I kind of echoing in here?
What?
Yeah, I'm going to fix
your
microphone. Let me microphone squared away. Here we go.
I remember my first day, too.
Yeah, I need to say hello to all of my sponsors. John Beal is checking on your roof, and Wellington Environmental, and I go on and on. I got a list of them.
Well, we're not going to do this again.
Yeah. They got free mention on your program.
Yeah, they did. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Giddy, he loves his job. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind again.
This is nice. Red Boy made something special. He must have known Larry might come in today. He made, it's like a television camera, but it's, what's it made out of?
Right? Cheese.
Made out of cheese. Oh. Well, cheese camera for Larry. That's nice.
Thank
Give
you.
It up, if you would, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Hey, Larry's mic. Let me ask you this, Limey. Is the little phone button pushed?
It is pushed.
Take that off.
Okay, that's off, but all of ours are pushed, so I'm just going to go ahead and take them all off.
Take that off, and then take number two out of there, too, if that's
this
on.
Is...
This
okay,
is
well,
a,
I can't...
This
okay.
is rocket
you
science.
You want me to turn off mic number two, because that's Frank's. You want to see how long that works for me?
This is... You know what?
That's a great idea.
You know what else is a good idea? Going to the unemployment.
Looks like a coup to me.
What we just did all makes it sound like we don't like each other. So we need to edit that out. Because heaven forbid people would edit that out. Edit all of that.
I'm an idiot.
Radio edits.
Now actually edit out your what you just did and that dead air. Edit that out. Go ahead.
Wow. Radio edit.
That's all gone. Man. The last thing they will have heard will be Larry's voice, and then Hebe and Bernice and whatever. The reason Larry's in, he's going to tell you what he's going to talk about today. He usually gives me a little sheet and goes, here's what I want, but I thought he'd do it himself today.
Well, you invited me in, and I appreciate it.
Why don't you go ahead and do that? Then I'll do that, and you can leave and prepare your show, and I'll do the Thompson Price thing.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Well,
Larry's on at 6 o'clock, by the way, right after we get off till 8.
And you know, of course, all the reaction today going on with President Trump and the summit meeting with the North Korean leader, and you got many folks saying he gave away everything and we got nothing. Well, he didn't give anything away, and it's the beginning of talks. We'll get into that. I know a lot of folks will want to respond to it. There's also a well-known personality that hopes our U.S. economy just tanks, putting Americans out of work and folks losing their homes. Now, why would he do that, and who is it? And then also, you know the Navajo talkers? You've heard of those, Frank.
Yes.
There are maybe less than 10 left. One of them has passed away. And these guys were instrumental in World War II, so I want to... Wow. Spend some time on that. Limey, you're not familiar with them?
I am, actually. There was a movie, I believe, with Nicolas Cage
right.
in it,
That's
I
exactly
want to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
yeah.
a good movie? I'll watch it.
And it was, and they were so instrumental because, unless I'm going to be mowing your grass
right,
here, Larry, but the Germans could not break their language.
Do what to me?
Mow your lawn.
Not his grass.
The British staff Larry's grass.
My bad.
Doesn't that term mean grooming your private area?
No.
No, it doesn't.
And you're going to mow his grass?
No, it's like when somebody tells a joke and you tell their say the punchline before they can say you mow their lawn.
Now you guys are getting into my dreams.
Oh, okay.
Well, you walk me right into one of the other stories I'm going to promote. There's a swimming resort that designated a date for just nude bathing. The idea was they wanted more transgenders to come to this nude bathing.
God.
Turned out more men were showing up, claiming to be transgender, just to see all the women.
We would do that. No, we would do that. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how else to thank him but to say he's no Max Roby.
Terry Connors.
6 o'clock. Wow. Remember that name?
Yes.
Yeah. See, there was a time when every TV station wanted the news guy to be Walter Cronkite. They all had that Walter Cronkite thing. And then it was the young, pretty boy era, the Patrick Emery thing. And now it's chicks. Women kind of run. No, they run the news business and the anchor business. We're brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. Showroom is in De Pere, if you know where 270 in Manchester is. Not too far, by the way, from Surf and Serve,
right,
that Tim talks about. If you're at Manchester and 270, just go east of 270. Not far, less than a quarter mile, and it's on the left. That's their showroom, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. They did our kitchen a long time ago, 22 years ago. And a couple of years later, we did a bathroom, and a couple of years later, another bathroom, and a couple of years later, another bathroom. So every room has had the vision and the artistry of Thompson Price. If you're going to do it, just do it right. If you can't do it now, I'd actually rather you wait till next year and do it right than just slop through it because somebody said they could save you a bunch of money. You will get every dollar's worth out of what the folks at Thompson Price do. You'll be happy you spent every dollar. Going to do it right, and please include, no matter how many people you talk to, make sure one of the companies you talk to has the name Price in it. If the name Price is not in the name of the company, you got confused and you're dealing with somebody else. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. During the, after Tim's news, during the commercials, we're back in the kitchen. And earlier we talked about coffee when Dan Buffett was here, because Dan Buffett just came back from Cuba.
Cuba.
That's the correct pronunciation. And he's talking about their coffee, how great their coffee is. And I mentioned Juan Valdez. There is no Juan Valdez. It's a made-up character. The coffee industry made it up. And I thought it was a brand. It's not. It's the logo and the symbol and the little character for all Colombian coffee. We got a can of coffee in the kitchen. I never noticed it's Kirkland coffee, which means it's from Costco. And right. There's Juan Valdez's picture on it. It says 100% Colombian. And then Tim mentioned Starbucks coffee, and he said, have you ever had Starbucks coffee? And the answer is no. I've never actually had a cup of just coffee at Starbucks. I've never had more than 5 sips of anything from Starbucks. But he said the coffee there, and I love the way he put it, it's so strong you could chew it.
Oh, yeah.
And Dan said you could pave the street with it. But the funny thing is, does anybody actually go in the store and just have a cup of coffee? I don't think every time I've ever been there with my wife, because she orders a vanilla soy venti latte mocha choca macabana
banana. That's the thing about Starbucks, is if you want all that frilly crap, you go to Starbucks for it. Because if you want just a regular cup of coffee, you go to just to the gas station.
Does anybody at Starbucks drink a cup of coffee? I don't think they do.
I have before, and their coffee's extremely strong. I'm not a fan of their just regular coffee.
Who would ever have thought that thing would be that successful when they first started?
I had no idea.
There are lots of people who go, no thanks, I'm just investing in that. What? Coffee places? Are you crazy? You know what's big up in, on the East Coast, like Cape Cod and Boston and all that? Dunkin' Donuts. There's one on every corner.
Oh, go to Chicago. Go to downtown Chicago. In a 12 block stretch, you might see 7 of them.
And their coffee's actually very good. And they sell it in stores, in the grocery stores.
I'm not a
stores.
Big coffee drinker, but you get a good donut, like a Krispy Kreme donut or a fresh Dunkin' Donuts donut, and a cup of coffee. Whew, Better, cold milk is better, but that's to me when you drink a cup of coffee. Donut. Is there anything better than a donut? Holy cow.
I prefer Dunkin' Donuts, like the real cake donuts compared to the Krispy Kreme ones. Krispy Kreme donuts, to me, there's just, you've got to squish like three of them together to get
so
any
what?
Donut.
It's Krispy Kreme is the greatest donut ever. You pop it in the microwave about 10 seconds, melt. You don't even need teeth. Just gum it and tongue it, and it's dissolved.
Yeah. I'm with Limey, though. You gotta have a donut that you can stick it in milk, and you can pull it out of the milk, and it still holds its substance, and then you bite into that milk sponge donut, and then down the hatch.
Well, I made up an expression a long time ago. What's to that? Each his own. That's mine. I
mean, wow.
Yeah. Monetizing? It caught on, too.
That was great.
Yeah, it caught on. People liked it. So. Saturday or Sunday night. Wow, I don't even remember.
At the movie.
No, we went to dinner with another couple. Boy, this is sad. It's only Tuesday. Maybe it was Sunday night. We went to dinner with some people that we don't get to see or go to dinner with, but like once or twice a year. And in the restaurant, seated at the table behind me and to my left, just behind over my left shoulder, was something I've never seen before. And it was a woman in a wheelchair. And she had a headset on and a microphone and an amplifier. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Now, I feel so bad for anyone who has someone in the family who's paralyzed or whatever, for whatever reason, they're in a wheelchair and they can't do anything except just sit there. But in her case, it was the same kind of headset that a performer would wear or that you'd see on one of these vendors saying, step on up and I'll show you how the slicer dicer works. But she's in the restaurant and it's amplified. And and honest to goodness, you hear her eight tables away. Now, nobody, I don't think, would ever say anything because the poor woman's in a wheelchair.
Was it like a voice box?
I didn't stare. I didn't want to stare. I just glanced over and I saw a microphone and she's talking to the people at the table. So I told her, I said, well, you and Beth could just come over next Sunday. And I thought, this is an interesting dilemma. Do you criticize people for taking somebody like that out? Do you just deal with it and ignore it? How about this? How about when you're eating? And there's somebody at another table with either somebody who's paralyzed, had a stroke, cerebral, whatever, and they're drooling, and his food is falling, and they're wiping the chin. I got to tell you something. If that ever happens to me, and my wife or my kids take me out somewhere, I hope I have the ability to say, don't ever put me on display like that again.
Right.
I don't want people staring at me. It's tough. It's a tough call because I feel bad for those people.
I wouldn't give a thumbs up on any of those examples you just did, but I will give you one I would give a thumbs up on. And we talk about this with my maternal grandmother who passed away a long time ago to this day. And it didn't matter if she was in a Wendy's, a White Castle, or a white tablecloth restaurant. If there was somebody that had a kid crying in a restaurant and the kid just would not shut up and cry and cry and cry and cry, boy, my grandma Pauline, she would just turn around and she would just stare death daggers at that moment.
And that's okay. And I'm okay with that.
Until that kid was removed from the restaurant or shut up, and she would stop completely eating and talking and just stare right at him.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Eyes bugged out.
Because any parent that doesn't pick that kid up and walk outside and calm them down is not doing the right thing.
We had a mother like that at the restaurant earlier, and this kid just all of a sudden just started freaking out.
Now, you have to stop because a lot of people don't know what you're talking about. You're a waiter or something.
No, I'm a daytime host at a restaurant. And I before anybody gets on Frank or myself or anything, I only do this so I can stay active because I literally only work 16 hours a week for Frank, and I tried doing that only for 2 months, and I got very, very
crazy.
Yeah.
Stir crazy?
Yeah.
16?
Yeah, I only work 16 hours a week for you.
Wait a second. We're here 3 hours.
I get in an hour before the show starts, so I can actually get some stuff done.
Okay. Overtime. That's called overtime.
That is overtime. So, and instead of going outside, like, she went into the bathroom with the kid, actually. Stayed in there for a couple of minutes, waited until she calmed down, came back out, and carried in eating her meal with the family.
And that's fine, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do at the restaurant?
Daytime host. Like, somebody comes in, would you like a table of two or four?
Wow, that's good.
That's well done.
What if they say six?
Yeah.
Then I get that? Then I get a table of six ready. Boom. Because I'm a professional.
Oh.
And that's it. You don't wait table. You just greet people.
I mean, I'll help. I'll run food if we're busy or something. But yeah, yeah. I just greet people.
You know what's going to happen now. People are going to email you. Where are you? What restaurant? We're going to come there. You have to ask them not to do that unless you want them to do it.
Well, no, as the rules of the radio and your show, I haven't said the name of the restaurant.
They don't pay to advertise here.
They don't. So I'm not going to give them a free shout out.
Okay. That's I think that's smart.
There you go. All right.
So I don't know. It's just one of those, you feel bad that you're even a little upset with the person because look what they're going through. It's a tough one. And here's something else that I have trouble understanding. In our great newspaper, I say that sarcastically, yesterday there were two stories of murders, but they don't say killed or murdered, and they do this all the time. Here's the headline. Man slain outside Berkeley home. Slain. It's an interesting choice of words to me. When you see the word somebody slayed, don't you think of like a hatchet or machete?
Yeah.
And they just hacked them up?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't they say man killed outside Berkeley home? Man murdered, man shot, man stabbed. No, man slain. And there's another one, woman slain in Castle Heights neighborhood.
You'll probably see that coming up in the next couple of weeks or so. They're just rotating their key words. Because if you constantly put up man killed here, woman killed there, you know, you've got to mix it up somehow.
But slaying the dragon. You slay a dragon with a big sword. That just seems to me to be a very...
But we talk about this all the time. Look at us here now talking about it. That's what they want to do.
Dictionary.com says the primary definition of the word slay, of which slain is the past participle of it,
right,
is to kill by violence.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
And I'll bet you if you looked at those stories, you just got shot or something. They were killed violently.
Well, I mean, if you slip somebody some pills in the overdose, that wouldn't be slain. They wouldn't be slain.
Okay, I'm going to start looking at how they were killed.
Strangle them and hatchet them to death. That's slain.
Okay. All right, who here has heard of this game, The Breakout Room? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that.
Is that where you go? Okay, so you're locked in a room with a couple of other people, and you've got to find clues to find a key to get out.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
We got invited yesterday to go do this in probably July with two other couples. And when the guy called me and said, hey, would you want to join us? You might find this fun. I had to call him and go, what are you talking about? I said, I don't even know what this is. I'd never heard of it. Yeah.
It's a
longtime friend. And, and we never get together with them. And he just said, we should do this with the third couple. And I said, what is it? I know what he's talking about. And then he explained it like you did.
It's a competition.
Three couples
too.
Go in a room. Well,
with other rooms. I mean, you'll try and time yourself or get out before other.
And that's what I didn't know, but I did understand. Three couples, you're in a room, and there are clues, and you see how fast you can figure out how to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds okay. It's kind of like I went one time to one of these mystery theaters, and I didn't want to go because I don't like going out. I don't like interacting with a bunch of people.
Well, that's why this is kind of amazing for me to. See you go and do
I'm
going to
do it
rooms.
Just because it only takes an hour. That's why I'm going to do it. And I want to see what it's like so I can talk about it. But I did the Mystery Theater once, and I actually sort of enjoyed it.
What is Mystery Theater? Like, you don't know what show you're going to watch?
No, it's dinner theater, but you participate. You're all there at dinner and your food, but then they get up and start putting on a play, and the people, the diners, have parts. You get a part. They give you a script.
Oh, wow.
And you're all part of the show. It was kind of fun. I could do something like that once every 10 years, probably. It was okay. So I'm going to do the breakout. I'll let you know. It's going to be 3 or 4 weeks away, but we'll do it. I got an email from a guy who said, well, I hate to disagree with you, Frank. So he took issue with me yesterday when I said it's a seller's market, real estate market. And I understand why maybe he did. He tried to sell his house. He explained it to me, and he couldn't sell it, and it didn't get anybody to give him the asking price. No market includes everybody. There's no market where it's been good and everybody sells their house. But let me just tell you something. It is a seller's market, and the real estate business is way too overpopulated with realtors. And there are some bad realtors who shouldn't be selling anything. And there are some really good ones. This woman who's working with my son, Sally, and I hope I get her last name right, DeFries, I think it is. She's with Coldwell Banker. She I told her, I just said, when I sell my house, I'm calling you. Because every once in a while, you lock on to one who really knows what they're doing and is honest and tells you flat out, you don't want this house, it's overpriced. This house is a good deal. And not doing it just so they can get the deal done and get a check. So good for her and good for all the realtors out there. And I, right or wrong, and probably wrong, I tend to judge realtors on their pictures on billboards and how they advertise. And when I see spouses selling houses, for me personally, that's a turnoff for me.
Really?
That almost says, here's a couple, they've got a hobby together, selling real. I want somebody who's hungry and needs to pay their bills and needs to sell a house. And maybe that couple does. I'm probably wrong about that. The Catholic joke is coming up. I teased with it the other day and I never did tell it. You remember the guy who ran over the bicyclist 2 years ago in Michigan and killed five people? You remember this? He lost control. He was on lots of painkillers and a bunch of drugs. He just got sentenced yesterday to 40 years in prison,
wow.
As he should have.
Wow. Wow, 40 years.
Now this is another good example of you do one dumb thing. And you're going to pay for a long time. He ran over and injured a whole bunch of people. He killed five of those people. Whoa. On bicycles. Wow. In Michigan. They were members of a group called the Chain Gang. They were on a two-lane road. And he's 52 years old, and he did not dispute he had taken a whole bunch of drugs that day. He'd been to a cousin's funeral, and they said he swallowed a handful of painkillers and drugs. Now he's a murderer. So think before you do things. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So the Pope decides to make a visit to America, a town in America, which he did in St. Louis a few years ago. And if you remember, he had the Popemobile. Popemobile is an encased, like, thick plexiglass or glass thing, and in this particular story, the Pope has come to town, and the Popemobile breaks down. Can't get started. So they hustle up a limousine for the Pope to take him everywhere he needs to go. And he's riding in the limo, and the Pope leans forward up to the driver and says, would you pull over up here at the... There's a like a parking lot. Would you just pull over up here? Well, of course, we're going to say, no, Pope. So the driver pulls over. And the Pope asks to get out. And the limo driver gets out and comes around, opens the door for the Pope. Now the Pope is standing out on the side of the road by the limo. He says to the driver, he says, look, I know what I'm about to ask you is very awkward, but I have not driven a car in, I can't even remember when. I'd like to drive. I just would like to drive. Now, again, you're the limo driver. What are you going to say to the Pope? No, get back in the back, shut up. And he says, well, Your Holiness, you know how to drive. He says, oh, I know how to drive. Just get in the back, relax. I like to drive. I know where we're going. So the Pope gets in, and down the road he goes. And, man, he is having the best time driving. And the next thing you know, he's going down the interstate, like 90 miles an hour. And, of course, whoop. Cop pulls him over and walks up to the limousine, and the dark tinted window goes down, and the police officer just stares, and the Pope says, good afternoon, officer, I guess I was speeding. And the officer says, stay right there. Just sit right there. I'll be right back. He goes back to his patrol car, and he calls in, and he asks to speak to the chief. And the chief says, yeah, what's the problem? He goes, chief, I don't know what to do. I've pulled somebody over that is really powerful. And he was doing 90 miles an hour. He was flat out speeding, but he's somebody big, And the chief says, was he a movie star? What are we talking about? An athlete or senator or something? He goes, no. Bigger. He says, are you pulled up? Just tell me who it is. He says, I don't even know. Chief, I don't even know who it is. He says, what are you talking about? How can you not know who it is? He says, look, this is somebody very, very big and important. And I don't know who it is, but I'm going to tell you this. Here's how important and how big he is. His driver is the Pope.
All right, so there we go. We've got them sorted. The best of is over with. The Playhouse is finished, and now we're going to carry on. So we're going to have a quick look at traffic, and then what's going to happen is, once we're done with traffic, Quinton is going to give us his two-minute sports report, or thereabouts, and then we're going to talk to Mike Evans, and if Mike Evans leaves early, I'm going to see if I can get Cam Jansen in to talk about the show that he's got coming up. So, all right, here you go, Quinton. Here's traffic.
Let's take a look at our 5 o'clock traffic report.
Traffic is sponsored by Sherwin-Williams. Still working with that stalled tractor trailer in the center lane eastbound 70 at Lake St. Louis. They did clear the crash eastbound 70 on the ramp to Lake St. Louis. Traffic is jamming right now at Route A. You're solid westbound 370 from St. Louis Mills 294. Crash westbound 64 at Ballas. Accidents southbound 270 at 44 and southbound 270 at Tesson Ferry. They cleared the accident westbound 44 west of 141. Ask Sherwin-Williams June 21st. Through July 8th and save 30% on paints and stains with sale prices starting at $26.94. Only at your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. See store for details. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
All right, Quinton, are you ready for your sports report?
Yeah.
All right, hang on a second. Let me give your official sports intro. It's time for sports with Quinton.
The St. Louis Cardinals are back in action tonight as they open a three-game series at Seattle. Jack Flaherty gets the start on the mound for your Redbirds as he is opposed by righty Matt Caracitti. Cardinals are only 3.5 games back as these next two road series are against bottom teams in their respective division. USA and England wrapped up their semifinals game with USA winning 2-1 and getting goals from both Kristen Press and Alex Morgan. USA awaits the winner from tomorrow's match with Sweden and the Netherlands. You can catch that game at 2 p.m. on Fox Sports 1. Following the semifinal round, third place game will take place this Saturday, 10 a.m., followed by the finals match where USA awaits Sunday, 10 a.m. More NBA free agents have continued to come off the market yesterday as we saw Isaiah Thomas sign a one-year deal with the Washington Wizards. Former Dallas Maverick Harrison Barnes finalized a four-year, $85 million deal with the Sacramento Kings. Bogdan Bogdanovic joins the Utah Jazz heading into this 2019-2020 NBA season. And the Miami Heat completed a four-team trade to acquire Jimmy Butler from the 76ers. In exchange, Miami sent big man Hassan Whiteside to the Portland Trailblazers, guard Josh Richardson to the 76ers, and also a protected 2023 first-round pick to the Los Angeles Clippers. This has been your sports update with Quinton Cornegay.
Way to go, buddy. Way to go. Knocked it out of the park. What's
getting,
the
it's getting easier every time. It's just, I don't know. It's like, that's all I have, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I could have.
There's not a lot of sports going on around the world, you know? I mean, this is kind of like that crappy time. I mean, we've got baseball.
Yeah.
We've got soccer. That's actually what's going on now. And the rest is just kind of like hypotheticals and
I mean, if you're a NASCAR fan, it's in the middle of NASCAR season. But
I'm all right.
I am. I'm a huge.
Yeah, you're a huge NASCAR fan. All right. Well, tell us. Give us a little thing about NASCAR, then. Who do you think's going to, like, who's at the top of the standings now? I have no idea.
Well, right now, it's a two-team. So they're all categorized in teams.
Okay.
There's two teams that have just dominated this season. And Joe Gibbs Racing, who I am a fan of, and then Penske Racing. So Joe Gibbs Racing has the points leader, Kyle Busch. They have actually the two wins leaders in Kyle Busch and Martin Truex, as well as Denny Hamlin and Eric Jones. And then you have Penske with the dominating performances by Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski. You know, they're kind of running away with the season so far. This Saturday night, though, you will catch one of the most exciting races in the season. There's a few of them, Talladega, Daytona, and then you have what's coming up this Saturday night, Daytona Under the Lights. And
oh, that's Daytona Under the
under
Lights.
Under the Lights. I mean, you know, you have these 40-some drivers, it, you know, differentiates every week, about 40 drivers going 200 miles per hour, you know, centimeters away from each other in the wall. You know, it's truly exciting. So I enjoy it every weekend.
Centimeters. Look at you breaking out the metric system. Yes, oh, look at you knowing
throw
stuff.
In your, you know, your hometown.
Yeah, there you go. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I understand metric. All right. Well, thank you very much, Quentin. Yes, I appreciate that. So tomorrow, going to be mixing things up a little bit. Typically, it's just a day where, you know, we kind of hang out. Then we speak to Johnny Landoff. Then we speak to Dr. Doug. And we answer all your pet questions and stuff like that. But since we are not here on Thursday, we're going to mix it up. So during the 3 o'clock hour, and I cannot stress this enough, during the 3 o'clock hour, we're going to do a tiny little Berg segment, and then it's going to be predominantly all legal questions answered by Scott Sherman. I know you're thinking, he's normally in at 4 o'clock on a Thursday. Well, we're not here Thursday, and I really don't want you guys to miss out on getting your questions answered, so we're doing it tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour, all right? 3 o'clock, Scott Sherman, going to be answering all your questions. Then, as a bit of a little treat and a surprise, I'm actually going to have Johnny Landoff in the studio with us. Ooh. Yeah, right. He's bringing his dog Drake in, so I'll get to meet Drake. Kind of excited about that. And hopefully, fingers crossed, if the schedule allows it, we're going to have Dr. Doug in the studio as well. So I'm going to have a full house. I'm going to have Scott Sherman, because you know he's going to stick around at least until 5 o'clock. I'm going to have Dr. Doug and Johnny Landoff. So I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, we're going to try and sell you some cars, but after that, I really just kind of want to get to know Johnny Landoff and who he is. You know, chat with him. What is he like? What does he not like? How's he feeling about this Women's World Cup? And all that good stuff. All right, but without further ado, let's get to the man of the moment, the most important man for the next, I'd say, 7 or 8 minutes, Mike Evans. Mm-hmm. All right, now I've got to do my sponsorship, and don't worry, because I actually found the piece of paper, so I'm not going to get fired. I know what I'm doing. Mike Evans is brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, located in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Mondays, reservations are absolutely recommended for dinner, and not a bad idea if you think about going there for lunch. Remember, gift cards to Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market are always considered a fantastic idea. Now, let's give it up for Mr. Mike Evans. Well, that was one heck of a slurp. What you sipping on today, sir?
It's a cab.
Oh, Cabernet. You're a big fan of those Cabernets, aren't you?
I am, homie.
There you go. Hey,
guilty.
Man.
Yeah, no? Guilty as charged, homie. Guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged.
So, in celebration... So, homie, I'm sorry, U.S. women spanked England, homie. Spanked them like a red-headed
I wouldn't really say spanked. Our second goal was disallowed because it was offside. I claim that maybe the referee was a little bit high at that point, but they did the VAR, so, you know, I'm not going to grumble, not going to complain. Honestly, I'm proud of them. They got as far as the men did, which I think is the furthest they've got in the last, like, 15 years or something like that. They put on a good show, and they did their country proud. I'm proud of them, you know, half American, half English. I knew that I was going to walk out of this game with a winner, so I'm happy. I'm all right.
Yeah, they did good. They did good. Absolutely. You did good if you even get invited to the tournament.
There you go. You know what I'm
you
saying?
You have to be
like,
good.
Make it to the semifinals. Go on, ladies. Proud of you.
In celebration of summer, this week's Pop Quiz theme, summer vacations, where to go, what to see. But today, I'm thinking you're on vacation.
All right.
You might want to have a little liquid. Have a little beverage.
All right.
So, your Pop Quiz question today is, these are the four places per capita with the most bars, but which one per capita has the most bars? New Orleans, Reno, Nevada, San Francisco, California, or Maui? Mm. The island of Maui. Answer in a minute. Movie news, the new Charlie's Angels opening Thanksgiving. However...
And there's always a however in life.
It's weird when you do it alone.
It's so weird. All right, Quinton.
I have to get on that.
Yeah, you have to get on that. When somebody says however, yeah, right, there's a brief pause, and then you and me both say, there's always a however in life. Okay?
There is.
All right.
It's getting a lot of buzz. Elizabeth Banks.
Hell yeah.
Directs and stars, and the new Angels are Ella Balinska.
I have no idea who that is. But
Naomi Scott.
Oh, yeah.
Kristen Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of great music supplied by Ariana Grande.
Oh, yes.
Miley Cyrus. Lana Del Rey.
I know who she is, yeah.
I don't know if this thing's going to be a smash or a bomb, but it's getting a lot of publicity already. Hmm. Tom Hanks loved doing Castaways, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Saving Private Ryan, but he says, Tom Hanks says, the Toy Story franchise was the most enjoyable thing he's done.
Aww.
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
A couple of odds and ends for you here. A few things about Michael Jackson you didn't know but now have been confirmed. Long before his death, he ordered that his brain be removed before being entombed.
What? He wanted his brain removed. Was he trying that whole Walt Disney thing where he thought he was going to be able to come back or something?
Or give it to
I
science?
Don't know. Michael Jackson also instructed that his body be encased in 10 inches of concrete before being entombed.
Huh.
Just didn't want anybody digging him up. He had 27 plastic surgeries, 42 tattoos, a huge, huge wardrobe of women's clothing.
He had tattoos?
42 tattoos.
Wow. All right.
And all this reminds me of Michael Jackson's funeral when Al Sharpton told Michael's three children, and I quote, "There wasn't nothing strange about your daddy."
Right. That's a bit of an understatement.
Do that, but Los Angeles police confirmed adding to the problem of 61,000 homeless people living on the streets of Los Angeles. They say 4,000, they believe, are children. Nearly half of the adults are addicted to either meth or heroin. I don't know. Is it just me, or shouldn't these folks in L.A. and San Francisco and other American cities, shouldn't we be helping them before we're helping these people down in Tijuana and the borders that are coming across illegally?
Probably. I mean, isn't there more millionaires per capita in California than anywhere else in the country? Or, like, you know, I mean, you've got all those rich celebrities out there. Just saying.
I would think so. Yeah. Great quote from Felicity Huffman. She says, quote, "If you cheat and try to get your child into college, you go to prison. But if you illegally come into this country, you get free college and health benefits."
Hmm. All right. Sounds like somebody might be a little bit bitter, but, you know.
It doesn't make much sense to me. Illegal aliens getting free college when, well, of course, you shouldn't be cheating, but, I mean, you know. The whole thing, the whole country's going to hell. How about Colin Kaepernick dictating to Nike what kind of shoes they make?
Oh,
what
yeah.
the
so,
hell is that
so
about?
So what was the big stink about this? Like, they used the, don't know, please don't hate me for this, the Susan B. Anthony flag?
No.
Is that who made it?
Betty Ross.
Oh, okay, Betty Ross. Well, I'm an idiot.
Betty Ross.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, it was a Nike shoe or a Nike shoe.
He hates the American flag.
Huh.
The American flag stands for slavery, therefore you cannot use it ever.
Hmm.
The gay parade celebration in New York over the weekend, police report that it was very calm, well-organized, except a couple of dozen incidents between transgender women and gay men. Now, my Brister, I got a brother that's now my sister who's transgender. I have a gay son. What? Why are trans women and gay men fighting? What's up with that?
I have no idea.
I don't understand that. What's the problem is with that? Love Nuggets, now we know a big reason that Camille Cosby, Bill Cosby's wife, hasn't visited him in prison since Christmas. Word that says his Bill Cosby's DNA has been snuck out of prison, and that Cosby has at least one, maybe two, love children out there that his wife knew nothing about.
Ooh, buddy, he's in trouble.
Marilyn Manson will be Johnny Depp's best man when he marries Paulina Glenn. Marilyn Manson.
Johnny Depp is getting married again?
Yes.
Didn't he learn enough from the last time?
With Amber Heard.
Yeah, right. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's hot. But, I mean, he's like, dude, maybe you should just kind of lay off the getting married for a while.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Well, how about this? Thanks for the lead-in. Recently, Angelina Jolie was asked about who she was dating. Her answer will shock you. She says she's not only is she not dating anybody, she swears that she has no plans to ever date again, is through with men, and happy to be celibate the rest of her life.
Find
that a little hard to believe.
That might be a little bit hard to believe. Sounds like somebody's a little bit angry right now.
I would think something. Odds and ends, celebrity sighting at Malibu Starbucks, 54-year-old Elizabeth Hurley. And she still looks great.
Damn, whatever happened to her?
She's been around, but not doing a lot of stuff.
Hmm.
You can't make this stuff up, though. Word that O.J. Simpson is now surfing dating websites.
Oh, golly. But people are going to date him.
Who wants to date a murderer?
Oh, my
word. You might die. It's a date that you...
You watch. I'm telling you, you watch. He's going to have some candy on his arm. Like, he's going to be a sugar daddy. He's going to have some random 25 to 30-year-old on his arm that knows nothing about the world. Why would you date this man?
I don't know.
I don't understand. I don't understand the logic with that. That's just dangerous.
It is. Here's a bizarre stat. 69% of Canadians say that they would come to America when they have a serious health problem, but Canada does not allow it. They don't allow their citizens to leave the country, even if they pay their own money. If they do, when they come back, they will not be given any health care at all.
Wow. That's a
69% say they'll come to America.
69.
No, please. Sorry. Please, you're embarrassing yourself. And you're ruining my report.
Sorry, I do apologize.
I don't like that. Years ago, a California prosecutor credited with the most marijuana convictions and jailings was Kamala Harris.
Wow.
Whoa.
She later joked that she smoked more pot than anybody else.
Oh, God.
Not surprised at that. Broadway is close to announcing a bioplay, a musical of Liberace. And you'd never guess who's going to play Liberace.
1 minute, Mr. Evans. Who's playing Liberace?
Bradley Cooper.
Huh.
And finally. You want a little beverage? Do you want a little beverage? These are the four places that have per capita the most bars. But which is number one? Is it New Orleans, Reno, San Francisco, or Maui?
I'm going to say New Orleans.
I'm going with San Fran.
Number four, New Orleans.
Ah.
Number three, Reno, Nevada. Number two, Maui. Number one, San Francisco.
All right, way to go,
Bob. Have a great day. Take care. You'll be in this. Do it again tomorrow. Hollywood say.
All right, there goes Mike Evans. I got about 20 seconds before the outro starts. That means the show is over. We are done. I am out of here. Quentin, thank you for your help today.
Thank you.
We'll be back in the studio tomorrow. Probably have some more stuff to talk about, obviously. You know, don't forget, 3 o'clock, Scott Sherman is going to be in the studio answering all your legal questions. All right, we're not here Thursday. Scott Sherman is in tomorrow. After that, I'm out of here. Have a great night.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dear.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is KM Jans, and you're listening to 5-9 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9TheFan.com, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. There will be no citizenship question on the 2020 census. The Trump administration has begun printing the forms for next year's count that do not include a citizenship question. Last week, the U.S. Supreme Court sent the citizenship question case back to a lower court, effectively ending any hope of the question being on the ballot. The Navy SEAL accused of war crimes has been found not guilty of murder and attempted murder. Edward Gallagher's legal team celebrated the verdict.
Suffice to say, huge victory, huge weight off the Gallaghers, huge victory for justice.
Gallagher was accused of killing a captured ISIS fighter and firing on civilians. The White House is not explaining why Vice President Mike Pence suddenly canceled a planned speech in New Hampshire today. They are saying there's no issue with national security or President Trump's health. Pence was supposed to deliver a speech about opioid